Tēnā katoa and morena. For RNZ Pacific News, I'm Mema Maile. Papua New Guinea police have been negotiating for a peace agreement between two warring tribes in the Jawaka province. Police say the fight, which began over a stolen pig, has resulted in five deaths. Christina Persico has more.
Jawaka Provincial Police Commander Chief Inspector Albert Corrin said the fight started on January 4th. He says the Waka tribe accused the Wika tribe of stealing a pig and a fight broke out in which a man from the Waka tribe was killed. The chief inspector said the Wika tribe refused to surrender the murder suspect, so the tribesmen of the deceased attacked and killed four men from the Wika tribe. Chief Inspector Corrin said police intervened and arranged a peace mediation team. While the Waka tribe agreed to peace, the Wika tribe leadership wanted more time to consult its tribesmen. The police inspector says he is confident that a date will be set any time this week for the peace agreement to be signed between both tribes.
A large number of Pasifika people in Auckland have been affected by flooding caused by torrential rainfall over the weekend. The Mangere Memorial Hall in Manukau has been open 24 hours a day in order to ensure affected families receive help whenever possible. Auckland Councillor Al Philip Baina says the hall serves as a supply depot and shelter. On Tuesday afternoon, he said many were still arriving at the hall to pick up supplies.
Heaps of families affected. There's heaps. That's why we've been busy over the last, since Sunday when we set up at another location. We've been busy all the way through. We've got organisations that are helping out people. We've got clothes. But we just need more sheets and pillows, so that'll be great.
Heavy rain fell in Auckland this morning, but has eased in the city centre. But ponding remains in a number of areas in the city, and Waka Kotahi has reported flooding on numerous sections of Auckland's motorways. Auckland Emergency Management says 44 families have so far been placed in emergency housing, and that includes two dozen people sheltering at an emergency community hub in Auckland's Mount Ruskell, who were placed in hotel and motel rooms last night. Acts of Ruskell Kindness Community Leader Zena Wrigley says they are focused on helping vulnerable people find emergency accommodation and ensuring they have food and essentials. Australia has responded to Samoa's temporary ban on workers participating in seasonal worker schemes. The suspension has been in place since the beginning of January and will continue until a review is presented to Cabinet. Caleb Fotheringham has more.
Samoa's Deputy Prime Minister told Parliament earlier this month Australia and New Zealand benefited more from the seasonal worker schemes than Samoa. However, a spokesperson from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme was highly valued by all parties and it contributes to the economic development in the region. The spokesperson says Australia recognises Samoa has to balance domestic considerations, including workforce requirements, with their participation in the program.
Meanwhile, the Samoa Farmers Association is concerned at the decline in agriculture in the country. The government's Agriculture and Fisheries Sector Plan, released this month, says the industry made up close to a quarter of Samoa's GDP in 1995 and was down to 10% of GDP by 2021. Chairman of the Farmers Association, Afa Masanga Toleafoa, says agriculture has been in decline for a long time.
Agriculture used to be the backbone of Samoa's economy. Food security was very high. Food dependence was very low. And exports were mostly about 80% agriculture. It's the reverse now.
Mr. Toleafoa says more resources are needed to reverse the trend. Northern Marianas authorities have seized methamphetamine worth more than $300,000 from a man picking up a package at the US Postal Service. Northern Marianas customs officers arrested the man who claimed that he was actually expecting a package of sausages in the mail and not drugs. He is accused of possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance, methamphetamine, in the US District Court for the Northern Mariana Islands. Customs officers discovered the illicit drugs rolled in a towel and concealed in a package during a routine inspection. American Samoa's chief statistician has suggested a feasible study on price controls for consumer goods, especially food. This follows a Senate committee hearing called after public complaints to senators over the high cost of living, especially food items in the territory. Officials inform senators they are not aware of any law giving any government agency the authority to control the price of goods sold in the territory. Chief Statistician Melissa Vaivilinga says they need to study other systems, especially neighbouring countries with similar price control systems. He says they also need to identify counter systems, including black markets, in the presence of a government control price system. Back in New Zealand, the Prime Minister is promising to shake up the government's current programs in order to free up money to ease the cost of living. Chris Hipkins has reshuffled his cabinet, promoting Michael Wood, Jan Tenetsi, and Dr. Aisha Verrill. Andrew Little and Nanai Mahuta have been demoted, Dr. Verrill taking over health, while Kieran McAlnulty picks up local government. Mr. Hipkins says the reshuffle is just the start, and people can expect to see more changes soon.
Over the coming days and weeks, you'll see us put our words into action with policies to support New Zealanders by reprioritising existing programs so that we can free up resources to help with issues such as the cost of living.
Chris Hipkins says the government has heard loud and clear that people are struggling and will be focused on the cost of living. In world news, the death toll in Pakistan has risen to 100 from a mosque suicide bombing which targeted police officers in the city of Peshawar. The mosque is within a high security zone and an investigation is underway into how the bomber got in. The attack was one of Pakistan's bloodiest in years and has left many more people injured. A Pakistani Taliban claim to have carried out the bombing was later denied by the militant group, which blamed it on a splinter faction. In sport, New Zealand chief executive Mark Robertson says rugby is evolving and stereotypes of the past are changing after Campbell Johnstone became the first All Black to come out as gay. The 43-year-old former Crusaders prop played three tests in 2005. Robertson, a former teammate of Johnstone, hopes the revelation sends a signal that the sport is a place where all people feel welcome.
It shines a bit of light on the fact that it is okay for as many people, a wide variety of participants as we can possibly have in the game to be, you know, sharing insights about themselves. So, you know, that maybe hasn't been always the case or hasn't always been the perception of the sport that it is open and inclusive, but this is certainly a story that sends that signal really strongly.
Ross Gillespie, the coach of the New Zealand's gold medal winning hockey team at the 1976 Montreal Olympics, has died. He was 87. Solomon Islands hotshot Rafael Leao has become the first Solomon Islander to ever sign for a professional European club. Leao signed a one-year contract with Bosnian footballing giants FK Velez Mostar after a successful trial with the possibility of extending it for another year. The 19-year-old began his playing career at Henderson Eels FC, and club president Hudson Wakio says the striker has great discipline and always wants to improve himself.
Rafael is different from most of our players, the discipline-wise, and his eagerness to continue push to challenge himself and push himself to achieve more. Higher goals.
Velez was one of the most successful clubs in Yugoslavia, finishing runner-up in the National League three times in the 1970s and 80s and reaching the quarterfinals of the Cup. And that's your Pacific News of Sports. For more of our headlines and stories, head to rnzi.com.